It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I woke up today, BT, and I felt baseball in my heart, and I feel good about the future of the New York Mets. We've had this conversation quite a bit, and obviously after losing Yamamoto for both teams, it was a big blow for both the Mets and Yankees for different reasons. But I believe in Steve Cohen. I believe in the direction of this team, and I actually like it so much that they're not going out there and making a reactionary move like getting Blake Snell or even Jordan Montgomery, who I don't think is bad, but just pivoting because they missed out on Yamamoto to go get the next guy in plan B. I think what the New York Mets are doing is very smart.
Haven't done anything. Smart?
Yes.
All right.
Sometimes the best moves are the ones you don't make.
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to turn the offseason into a Hallmark card, right? Because that's all you have right now. Because I I'm going to spit it back like, so who's playing? And we had this a little bit before we went away, you know, for the holidays. Who's playing third? Who's playing left? Who's your second starting pitcher? I would actually respond this way. First of all, I disagree.
Right.
But I'm going to try to put myself in the shoes of the Met fan right now to really volley back and forth. And if I'm a Met fan, right, I honestly mean, like, my goal would be to be judged the same way Yankee fans are judged. Because if it's about baseball, the quality, which is what everybody's espoused, and you've led the way since Cohen came, it's about, you know, not acquiescing to the Yankees and not being second fiddle and the checkbook and the money and all that stuff. Forget about the aura. We've got a new sheriff. We're going to change things up. Okay, I respect that. I'd like to see it actually happen. But the Yankee fan has to fend off, and I get it, and I do it because it's accurate. You cannot waste the primes of Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole, and it's absolutely true. So why is it okay, Sal, for the Mets, until further notice, to waste the primes of more guys they have under contract?
But I don't think they are.
Well, I think they are. Alonso's not a kid.
Right.
Lindor's 30.
But what makes you say that they're wasting it?
Because they're doing nothing. And if they don't add to the core, the Mets are a 75-win team.
But the
Mets are bad right now.
They try. You would say the same thing about the Diamondbacks going on last year and they were in the World Series.
Yeah, I wouldn't, though. I hear you in terms of the win. Excuse me. I'm a little sick today, by the way. Yeah. So if I sound different from my bad, I'm just playing through it, right?
What happened?
I don't know. Everybody's sick. Whatever.
Yeah, you did the St. John game.
It's all good. It's all good. It's what we do.
That way.
I'll try. But I love this conversation because it's so inconsistent. It's inconsistent. Now, the Diamondbacks, right? I got a cute story. What, 85 wins, whatever it was.
Well, okay. The Phillies the year before.
The difference, though, is that the Diamondbacks had no payroll and no veterans that they were building around. I don't mean a veteran or two, but somebody like Lindor or Pete or McNeil or obviously Marte. Or, by the way, Edwin Diaz going to be 31. So it's not the same template. The New York Mets right now have a core of four or five players, some I like, some I think are overrated, quite frankly, and they're doing nothing to ensure that those players at that core, number one's getting better, and it's maximized. It's just wildly, like, the worst thing that I can say about a team is, I can't identify your plan. And I don't even know what the Mets' plan is.
Well, their plan right now is to restock the farm, which is what they did. They started that last year, and they're being smart and disciplined. See, the idea that the Mets were punting this season is ridiculous to me. How exactly are you punting if you're willing to go to $325 million for a pitcher that's never thrown a pitch in the big leagues before? That's not punting. What that is we're not going to make moves just to make moves. We're not going to treat every single offseason like, oh, here's the best player on the market. We're going to get him. If we like the player, we are going to go all in to get that player, which they did. And they would do it. They were going to be in on Ohtani. They were going to be on Yamamoto. In no way, shape, or form is being in on Ohtani and Yamamoto punting this season. Those guys didn't want the New York Mets for whatever reason. There's nothing they could do about it. So instead, what would you rather them do? Go get Blake Snell and overpay for him?
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's
a stupid decision. You're not going to compete without starting. The Mets, like, I sincerely
mean this. They'll get starters. Well, I mean, they did sign Luis Severino.
It was the worst pitcher in baseball.
There's still some upside there.
He was the worst pitcher in baseball.
They traded for the guy from Milwaukee.
What, Hauser? Is that his name?
Hauser. Okay.
Sorry. All right, wait. What an endorsement. And you know baseball. Right. You just called him the guy from Milwaukee.
Whatever. Hauser, yeah.
I mean, come on. Dude, you could have got Doogie Hauser to give the stamp of approval at this point.
We went over this.
That's doing nothing.
And Mike and Chris mocked R.A. Dickey when the Mets signed him. And the guy won a Cy Young, so just because they're not household names now doesn't mean that they're not going to perform. What the Mets are doing is building a team, or at least trying to build a team. They've brought in several bullpen arms. They're going to get a third baseman. They're going to get a DH. Is it going to be the sexiest move? By the way, I don't even want J.D. Martinez, and that would maybe be one of the sexier moves. There are still some players out there that could help this team be better next year. Now, they're going to be hurting in the starting rotation because there isn't an ace that they're going to go get. I don't believe in Blake Snell anyway, and they're not going to go get him. So who was that ace? They tried to get Yamamoto, didn't get it. So, all right, so they're going to be, look, they're one of many teams that's going to go into the season without an ace. And by the way, the Mets have gone into the last few seasons with two aces. How's that worked out? It hasn't. But what they're doing, BT, I commend them for not being reactionary and going for players that are less than or that they don't believe in.
I'll give you this. Like, when you make a move just to make a move to appease people, and the Knicks did this for years with Isaiah, right, it usually doesn't work out. I'm with you there, but I think that you're really underrating or undervaluing some of the pieces you guys could still get. Like, if, and I know that Blake Snell's not perfect. He labors through starts.
I'd rather
starts.
Have Montgomery. You want to make a case for him.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Okay. But I would much rather, I'm through the purview of a Mets fan, I'm in your shoes right now, and I'm seriously wondering what you guys are doing. And would I rather watch McGill and Peterson?
No.
Or Blake Snell, who's not perfect, but I just want two Cy Youngs, Blake Snell.
But it is about the value. Like, what would you pay? Then why don't the Yankees go get Blake Snell?
I want them to.
You're going to pay $200 million or whatever it is?
Whatever it takes to put something out there that's better than C-minus, D-plus stuff, which is what the Mets currently have, and the Yankees have too much stuff, but I want to keep it to the Mets.
I don't like
what the Yanks are doing yet. Yanks need to do a whole lot more. The Mets are a 75-win team, they seem to be okay with that.
Point is, for me, I don't think that they're okay with that. I think they're going to be better. But they have to make some moves here. Point is, if I believe that I don't want the Mets to get Blake Snell, I wouldn't want the Yankees to get him either. Montgomery, to me, would be the guy that both teams should be going after. And, doesn't seem like the Mets are going to be in on him. That could be a bit of a mistake, but is he a difference maker?
Yes, he could be the. Listen, if
he could fill out the rotation, he'd probably end up being their ace. I mean, I think he's going to be better than Kodai Senga.
Forget about, like, the designation, like, the symbolic game. Forget about that. You put Blake Snell on your team, and he makes, let's just not even say 32 starts, let's just say 27, versus Peterson, McGill, this guy for the minors, half the names I don't even know, Hauser, whatever. I mean, you just increase the odds of being a playoff team. It's that simple. And by the way,
yes, I understand what you're saying, and the fan in me, I think all fans want new pieces and new toys, especially for a team that struggled a year ago.
It's fun. I admit it's fun.
But it doesn't mean it works. And I've seen it fail time and time again in recent years.
With your team.
Correct.
I understand that,
too. Which is why I respect. Like, if they didn't go after Yamamoto or Ohtani, I'd be first in line to hammer them. You know that.
Yep.
They did. They couldn't get the top guys. I'm not, okay, well, let's go get Jason Bay because we missed out on Matt Carpenter. I don't want to do that anymore. So if you can't get the best guys, and they tried and they didn't, I'd rather just not sit it out, but make smart baseball moves that don't appear to be sexy in the offseason while developing some guys, see how the first half of the season plays out, and then maybe add to it at the deadline what's available. I'm actually okay with what the Mets
I'm going to give you this. I'll definitely concede this because I've seen it with the Yankees. I mean, when they picked up Scott Brosius, I'd have to double check.
Right, who's going nuts about that move?
No, I think he hit 201, like, or maybe 199 is like the year with the before with the A's.
With the A's.
And then he wins the MVP of the World Series. I get that. Right. But he's also partially a byproduct of what was around him. All I'm saying is this. If the Mets, and I'm taking your premise, if the Mets are going to get on equal footing, right, with the Yankees, what perceptually, standings-wise, revenue-wise, all that stuff, then they need to do something. Because the standard that I am holding my Yankees to, do not burn the prime of Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole. Don't waste. You got 1 year of Soto, maybe. Go out there and do something. And the Mets need to be held to the same standard. Their guys are actually older. They've actually got more guys on their team. And I ran through it. Like, I don't think people realize, oh, Lindor's really good. He's 30. He's the 30-year-old shortstop. Alonso's amazing. Number one, is that signed yet? He's 30. Edwin Diaz, insane. He's 31. McNeil, 31. Nimmo just signed, what, 8-year deal? 31. You got to start moving some pieces. You got to get some more pieces.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
All right. You want to do it? We got to do the Rodgers stuff here. I mean, look, me personally, while I think it's, I understand why it's news, and I happen to be a fan of Jimmy Kimmel, I can't, like, he's the one that's closest to Letterman to me of all the newer guys, so that's why I like Kimmel. And, by the way, he's a Met fan, too. Had a part in the 86 thing. Like, I can't get, I don't give a you-know-what about it. I don't care. What I care about with Aaron Rodgers, I don't care about what he does in the offseason, what his darkness retreats are, what his vaccination status is, his political views. I don't care about it. I care about what he does on the football field. And what he's done on the football field has been nothing. He's had 4 snaps here with the Jets. He's running the organization. He's the one making the decisions. That's the problem I have. I don't care what comes out of his mouth about some nonsense that I have no idea or care about with Jimmy Kimmel and Epstein and all that other nonsense.
I didn't care what comes out of his mouth until yesterday. The Jets, this is different. And, you know, to me, I was saying this to the guys this morning, they need to publicly admonish him. The Jets can't just sit in the corner of their offices and in Florham Park and pretend he didn't throw the name Epstein into the conversation. Like, that's...
But I don't understand. What are they... Okay, what would you want him to do?
I'll tell you what I would do. I would take...
First of all, he shouldn't be on McAfee anymore.
No, but that's a different... He is,
enough!
But he
enough.
Is, so we can't fight it. He is.
But now no good can come of it. That's what I would do if I were the Jets. Say, hey, enough. This is the end of the line. You've had it. I've had enough of it.
Yeah, I don't think they could do that because the contract signed and they wouldn't do that. They don't have the stones to do it either. And I don't even think that they necessarily should. But what they need to do is, as I said, publicly chastise him for the recklessness. And I know that Kimmel went out there and basically said, you keep this up, you're going to get sued.
Right.
So I would think that Jimmy Kimmel is not going to be on that list there. Otherwise, he's just threw us a massive curveball.
And this is a list of people that visited Epstein's
island.
Okay.
And, just,
and that's coming out, I guess, this week.
It's been pushed back. I think it's going to be January 20-something.
That there's going to be a list of people?
A list, yeah. And it's supposedly a lot of A-listers, Hollywood types. It's just, it's a mess. And, like, it's one thing you want to talk about being jabbed and the vaccination. And I don't even like that, but whatever, it's fine. This is just different. And I would even go so far as to tell Aaron, I really mean this. This part I would do private. Aaron, we looked at your contract. You do this again, it's voided. Like it's
He,
there's got to be something. The way these NFL contracts are structured.
But what did he do? He was reckless.
This wasn't a football. But, and I'm not even a Kimball fan. This was not a football opinion. This was not a vaccination.
Why don't you like Kimmel?
I'm just not a big fan.
Oh, you're a Fallon guy?
I told you. Who's my guy? Conan. Conan's my guy.
I mean, if you want to go back that far, I'm going Letterman.
First, I don't even watch the late night. Who watches late night humor at this point? Come on, man.
I mean, once Letterman went away, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was the Leno guy. I used to love it. But now.
You're a Leno guy. That explains it.
I'm trying to sleep. Yeah. No, I just, whatever. There's too much agenda, if you want me to give you an honest answer. Okay. There's too much agenda from every comedian. Right. I'm just going to leave it at that. But
not the Dice Man.
Except the Dice Man is going to be in studio.
Ooh, baby!
Oh!
I can't wait for that.
January 25th, Dice Man's coming in with us. BT and Sal. Okay. So I can tolerate, and I'm a Rodgers fan. I don't agree with everything he says, but I appreciate his willingness to speak on topics and to push back against maybe the masses with certain things. And I do think he's very intellectual, sometimes too intellectual. You know, he shows up, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And generally, I don't gravitate toward those type of people. Right. I just never have. I never will. But there's something about Rodgers' transparency, or at least what his transparency. Maybe he's not fully transparent, but what he presents as transparency, I like. All right, I actually like,
agreed,
and I welcome. So I'm down with it, and I need him to save my football team. So I'm down with that as well. Yesterday was different. And what has been the big knock on the Jets since Rodgers showed up? It is Aaron Rodgers' whatever Aaron Rodgers wants, he gets. You want Lazard, who sucks? You got him. You want Turner, who sucks? You got him. You want the OC, even though the OC was here before Rod, but we all know the plan. He sucks? You got him. You want Dalvin Cook? He sucks so bad we cut him with a game to go. And whatever you want, you got, okay? But you can't do this, because this is now, this is, by extension, this is becoming a representation of the organization.
So just help me understand here. By do what? Bring up.
You've got to publicly chastise him.
No, but I'm saying,
they need to get separation from those quotes.
But what don't you like that he did bring up Epstein? Like, he shouldn't just be talking about that?
You can't bring up a name. Dude, that is slanderous. That is legitimately, I mean, again, unless he knows something that
but even if he did, he shouldn't be talking about
100%.
It.
Absolutely. That's out of bounds.
Now, he does know, you know, he's dated some famous actresses.
Yeah, he has.
I'm sure maybe he knows a lot of famous people. Maybe he's got some insight
here.
He has. Now, I would trust Kimmel more. Kimmel's not going to come out and say, I've never met him, I'm not going to be on the list.
The way he's so, like, unflinchingly denied that, you almost have to believe him.
Oh, you 100%?
You have to believe him.
Can you imagine if he is on the list?
No, I mean, then
You're going to be.
But I still would like Rodgers saying that.
Well, right, but that's a different.
That's independent of whether or not he was, and that's not for me to judge. I don't know what he was saying. We'll find out when it's revealed in a couple of weeks.
Okay, but is this more like, so he? All he's doing is saying what he feels like. As an organization, what could they do? Like, so why
I'll
is that any
what
different?
I'll tell you what I would do.
But I guess my question is, why is that any different than if he talks about his vaccination status?
Because it's just, because everybody talks about vaccination. He's entitled to whatever opinion he wants to share. Some are just more reckless and cavalier and dangerous and inflammatory than others.
But then he'll get sued. If Kimmel wants to sue him, he can sue him.
If I was Kimmel, I would sue him.
If I'm the Jets, I sit back and say, that's your problem, bro.
Yeah, but it's our problem because he's my quarterback.
Well, he's not going to jail
I
for
understand
it.
That, but
is
it's unnecessary press. And it's a license to, like, there's got to be some restraint. There's got to be. And I'm not saying you go out there and you absolutely bury Aaron Rod, but if you're the Jets, you got to, I'm sorry, you got to have a little separation from that comment. Whoever you trust the most, whether it's Samidi, whether it's Connor, I don't, whomever it is, you've got to do like you've got to text them, you've got to do an exclusive, like, you know, we love Aaron, we appreciate his mind, he's got a fertile mind, he likes to expand on things. We can't have. Like, there's got to be a limit.
Yeah, I just don't know why this would be the one that would.
Because of the seriousness of the allegation. Or at least the connection.
Yeah. I mean
that is,
I would just
crazy
tell him, look,
stuff. I heard that. I was like, are you kidding me?
Here's what I would tell him. Look, Aaron, you knucklehead. You don't need to go on McAfee anymore. How much are you paying you? We'll give you the extra 50 grand, 100, whatever it is. Just stop. Just stop it. Please. I'm begging you to stop it. Otherwise, move on from him. Like, that's it. He doesn't have to be the Jets' problem, which, by the way, football-wise, they should move on from him anyway. He's becoming a headache He's been a bit of a headache. He's becoming even more of a headache. He's taken four snaps. Like, my God, they don't need this nonsense. Goodness. But anyway, I don't even care what he says off the field. It matters what he does on the field. That's how I would approach it.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.